Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are going to end this week's radio shows with something I think you guys will all find very motivational, and I think maybe set your mind straight for really being of service to folks over the weekend into the rest of the year. So a couple quick obvious announcements, guys. Remember, red light should be flashing on your desk right now. It is the last day of the month, and tomorrow is the first day of the month, and tomorrow's Saturday. That means tomorrow is going to be one of those special days that only happens a handful of times per year. Expired Palooza, because everyone's going to be home. The expireds are always higher on the last day and the first day of the month. Tomorrow being that it's a weekend means that you're going to have a ridiculous number of people answering. And here's my favorite part. All your competitors, I mean the handful, that basically fashion themselves as being prospect or being expired hunters, won't be working because it's Saturday. You guys get it? So here's your homework for tomorrow. If you're serious about your business, roll your butt out of bed. Make calls starting at like 8 o'clock and start calling all the expireds in your marketplace. If you've never done it before and you're scared shitless of doing it and you have all these excuses why you don't want to do it, all this long litany of reasons, all of it set aside and just use our script, call the expireds. If there's some local to you, knock on the door. I promise you guys, there's more easy opportunity getting those expired listings. It does not matter what market you're in, how hot your market is, there's going to be expireds. Why? Because most markets, folks, list for either 90 days or 6 months. 90 days and 6 months ago, in all markets, the market was different. And if that agent hasn't repositioned the house on the market to correctly reflect the current market situation, a.k.a. price, then you're going to see a huge number of expireds that were listed, fourth quarter of 2016 or just listed basically at the beginning of the year. You guys get it? Go after the expireds, and you're going to see in every market with no exceptions, homes over about $2.5 million are just starting to die. Go flat. Go after those. Do everything you possibly can. Build some momentum. Do not do what most people do, which is getting ready to get stirred, thinking about it, preparing, doing all the other Mickey Mouse that so many people think is work. It's not work. That's not work. Doesn't count. Work is basically being in front of buyers or sellers and actually being in the motion of trying to help folks and make money for you and your family. Julie, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to share the show with you. And, yes, I think these guys sometimes spend so much more energy in the consternation getting ready to get started to possibly feel okay about using a script maybe.
One day.
That's exhausting. Maybe one day if the sun is shining and it's the right combination of expireds and I can find a phone number. It's like that's so much more work than just calling or door knocking them. It's so much more work getting worked up about it. Just, find people who are motivated and have to sell. What is it you do again? Oh, you sell real estate. It makes a lot of sense that you should be talking to each other. And, Tim, I always remind them in nearly every case, it's always interesting as a coach, what do we always hear after they finally make themselves do it if they've been avoiding this? Oh, I can't believe how nice they were. I can't believe how easy it was. Why haven't I been doing this for years? I didn't die of it. And I always tease everybody, wait a minute, I'm not doing your coaching call. You're not in the hospital with hives? You're okay. You made it. Not only did you make it through the appointment, but you took a new listing. Ah, that's how it's supposed to go. That's so much easier than just worrying about it.
Oh, hold on, Julie. No. Hold on. I don't have to call the expireds because I'm going to buy me some buyer leads. Yes, sirree,
yeah.
Bob. I'm buying buyer leads from Zillow. I got them. I don't need no wrong. Guys, come on. Seriously. If buying leads worked, every single agent who's been buying leads for the last 10 years would be rich and no longer have to buy leads anymore. Have you noticed that's
curious.
Not the case? Yeah, exactly. So, listen, there has never been a clearer path to making lots of profit, which is what we're all about teaching you guys how to do. We're not going to – well, look, we'll touch on talking about branding and talking about teams and all the other bits and bobs, but we want you guys to make profit. You got in this business to feel free. You got in this business to build something you and your family could be proud of. You got in this business to build wealth. And then all of a sudden what happens is you start getting hit over the head with all this crap that's absolutely positively against the reason you originally got in the business. And you think that your original motivations, if you even remember them, were wrong. They weren't wrong. You got in this business for the right reasons. The industry is wrong, trying to teach you to, oh, you got to build a team to be successful. Horseshit. You got to have branding to be successful. Horseshit. You got to do all this other stuff to be successful. Yes, that's right. You guys knew what I was about to say. You just have to focus on being of service to other people and become a master at your craft, which is being a great salesperson, and worry about all the rest of the stuff later, if at all. This is how you become rich selling real estate. This is the clearest, surest path. Is that a word, Julie? Focus on becoming a powerful listing agent. Stop making excuses. Stop believing that you can't do it. We had a great guest on yesterday. Listen to yesterday's show. And he's somebody that focuses on really, really high-end real estate in a really, really, really tough market to sell high-end real estate, Julie, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy
Absolutely.
Is kicking butt there. And what does he tell you? One of the things he said is do not think that you have to wait to get into that market. You can do it right away as a new agent. Guys, listen, don't make it so hard on yourselves. Avoid the temptation of all the little silver bullets and the, oh, what's the newest, greatest thing, and all the little newest, shiniest ideas that maybe are shared on this website or the other website. Screw all that. Trust your intuition. Trust your intellect. Trust your common sense. Focus on becoming a powerful listing agent. So look, we promise. Oh, Julie, do you have any emails before we get to our topic today?
I just have a really quick Facebook shout-out. This is partially about how he's handling an open house, but the most important thing is the lead follow-up, the relentless lead follow-up. So let me just read this real fast. This is from Matthew Cole. He posted, we just started offering $5 Starbucks gift cards to anybody at our open houses who signs in and gives their full contact information. We get them to write down their name, address, phone, email, and if they're working with an agent. Then we text them a BombBomb video immediately after the open house. We send a note card with a gift card on the Monday after the open house, and we follow up with a phone call. Okay, so it's not just that he's getting them to sign in, although that's a victory for most people. Remember, last week we did a podcast about monetizing the open house. Matthew posts what he's doing about that. He's implementing what we talked about, but he is now tracing together all these great lead follow-up things. Got the information in the first place, BombBomb video, sends a note card with the gift card, and does the phone call follow-up. So nice job, Matthew. I'm sure you're going to be getting business as a result of your taking action. Back to you, Tim.
So, Matthew, here's the up and down of your idea. It's a good idea overall because you're getting them to give you the information, right? Make sure you're not giving them the gift certificate just for filling out your registration book. Make it so that they have to fill out the information, and then you'll call them later. That way they're going to give you the best information. You with me on that? The other thing you might want to do is you might want to make it a monthly drawing for a Starbucks gift certificate opposed to something you're going to give to every single person. That way you'll basically save money. But one of the easiest ways, and we mentioned this last week, you guys, if you haven't listened to our essentially our secret, I hate using the word secret, but our ways of monetizing open houses, go back and listen to last week's podcast. And if you're listening off iTunes, here's your two assignments. Number one, go to timandjulieharris.com or actually on iTunes and listen to the past podcasts. And there's the one specific on open houses. We talk about the fact you need to have a registration book, and you need to seed the registration book with people's names, with information. Go and have everyone in your office sign it. Use different colored ink. Make it so like people have already started to fill out the registration book, and then you'll see that everyone will fill it out. You want their name, you want their address, you want their email address, you want their phone number, and then you want basically maybe a yes or no, are you planning on selling your house in the next 6 months kind of thing. Who knows if a lot of them will answer it or not, but the point is that you're asking for the information. So go back and Matthew, if you're doing opens, make sure you have a registration book, make sure it's seated with information already. So that's your assignment number one. And also if you're over on iTunes, make sure you guys leave us a really great review. More reviews we have, the better quality guests we can get. We can start getting, really famous authors on here, but they're going to look at our number of reviews, and so make sure you guys are leaving us positive reviews. We literally have tens of thousands of you that listen to us on a regular basis, but we don't have tens of thousands of reviews on iTunes, so please fix that for us. So the topic we're doing today is the 25 traits of happy people. I like the title. It's simple. Actually, did Gina rename this? No, 25 traits of happy people and how you can become one of them. There you go.
I think it's pretty simple and clear. Yeah.
Yeah. So look, guys, there's characteristics of successful people. There's characteristics of happy people. You won't be surprised, I assume, to find out they're one and the same. So, Julie, let's just jump right back in, unless you have any shout-outs or emails or anything of the nature.
We're all good.
Okay, cool. Go ahead.
All right, perfect. So, yes, we're starting a series of happy podcasts because you guys get kind of wound up on occasion. You know, it's a tough market for many of you. You get, you know, into these ruts, some of you. So we thought we would make some happy podcasts for you. Top 25 traits. Number one, happy people find the good in any situation. They are glass is half full types on purpose. Some are naturally this way, but most are consciously making themselves this way. In other words, they actually choose to be positive. And after every point, Tim, we're going to have an action step to implement it. So here's the action. Observe how often you consciously or subconsciously, quote, declare something to be either good or bad. Replace it with the saying, it's too soon to tell, to get out of judgment and into possibility. Happy people methodically create happiness versus passively accepting what is happening to them. Probably could do a whole podcast just on that point. But the point being that it is a choice. So observe how you're going through your day. And, you know, Tim, real estate is full of that stuff, right? Is an appraisal good or bad? Well, it's too soon to tell until it comes in. Is you got a great new beautiful listing? Well, it might be too soon to tell. We'll find out if it sells this weekend. So
it's too soon to tell. It's a philosophy that keeps your emotions between the lines. That's the reason you need to say it's too soon to tell, because what exhausts all of us is over-celebrating our victories and over-mourning our losses. And then the ups and downs of the emotions, that's not how you weren't designed that way to have that type of extreme happiness or extreme excitement and extreme, you know, sorrow. And you can see the agents that are like this, hell, people in your lives that are addicted to those ups and downs. It literally becomes a lifestyle, a pattern of behavior that will not lead to anything positive. So the mature, evolved way of thinking about life is saying it's too soon to tell. You might have had an experience that was really shitty that happened 10 years ago, and now you're finally looking at that experience and understanding what you learned from it and how you benefited from it, whereas maybe for the past 10 years you had labeled that as a bad experience. Go back 10 years and think to yourself, had I labeled that as a too soon to tell moment, had it not been a bad experience that I put in the bad experience box and tried to forget about, maybe you would have realized that that would have been a learning experience sooner. You guys get it? And so it goes both ways. So it's too soon to tell. Keep your emotions between the lines, really the bottom line. Now, here's the next point, and I love this point. We talk about this a lot on the podcast. It's something that I think is probably one of the biggest challenges that most people have. Happy people accept responsibility. They do not blame their emotional state on others. Happy people understand and embrace their power to create the desired income. As a result of accepting responsibility, they are more proactive. So Julie, I don't know if that's the next one. Happy people have specific goals. That's not really I guess that's kind of tied into it, the responsibility. But here's what I want you to write in your notes. Happy people take responsibility. I have absolute positive extreme accountability. Have total ownership of everything that happens in your life, good, bad, or whatever. We've talked about this in the podcast before, and it gets you guys talking, and it really is all about a mindset. If you have total and complete ownership of every experience that happens to you, you are never a victim. If you are failing, you cannot blame the leads. You cannot blame the market. You cannot blame the interest rates. You cannot blame your mean office manager. You cannot blame the weather. You cannot blame politics. You cannot blame anyone other than yourself. If you are failing at anything, do not blame anyone else other than yourself. Look how societally we have now been essentially preconditioned to never own our predicaments, right? If we over-succeed, it's not our fault. It's not because of what we did. It's some sort of, you know, you guys just took advantage of, you know, the existing system that was there. You didn't really create anything. Former president actually said that. Oh, sorry, that was a little political, but there you go. He did say that. And the flip side to it is, if you have some sort of problem, it's not your fault. Oh, no responsibility. So we're in this sort of weird era where we are not supposed to be taking responsibility for either our successes or our failures. That is not the way to actually succeed as a human on this planet. If you have the mindset that everything that happens to you, and I want you to have extreme accountability. For example, you're in a parking lot today. Somebody accidentally pulls into you. Totally and completely not your fault. Nobody's hurt. A little scuff on the car. Nothing bad's going to happen as a result of it. Don't let your mind creep to conclusions about, you know, anything severe. Just a normal little nothing incident in a parking lot. And the person that pulled into you, totally not your fault. And they're maybe going to have to, you know, pay for it, have it fixed. But I don't want you to think, well, you're a victim of a small car accident. That is failure thinking. I want you to think to yourself, had I not been there in that spot at that particular time, in my car positioned in the particular way that it was, that I wouldn't have gotten hit. You see how that's extreme responsibility? That's incredibly high levels of accountability for yourself. That's what makes the difference, because then you start realizing that you are in control of everything, that you're never anyone's victim. So whatever your situation is, the way you move past it, the way you move beyond it, the way you make it so it doesn't happen to you again, or if it does, it doesn't have the same effect on you, is take responsibility for it. Have an absolute 100% clear level of, this is happening to me because I created this. I manifested it. So there's a thought. Point number three, happy people attract other positive relationships and actively avoid negative ones. They attract battery chargers versus battery drainers. Now, what you guys and Julie and I have experienced this, we talk about this in the podcast, is as you guys ascend, as you guys become more successful, as you become, it doesn't matter what aspect of it is in your life that you become, if you have a really great relationship with your marriage, if you have a really great physical condition, if you have a really great financial situation, I promise you, you have people that hate you. Hate you! Notice how some of you guys will hit a financial threshold. When you start out Julie, how many people do we have come to us said, I've been selling 50 houses for the past 50 years, and I can never seem to get beyond it. The reason you can't get beyond it, guys, is because generally speaking, the world that you've created around you supports that particular outcome. The world you created around you includes the people that are in your life. I promise you, as you start to ascend, as you start to set new, you know, essentially thresholds financially for yourself, you will start to pick up enemies faster than you can possibly believe, because you're making them feel bad about their predicament, and they hate you for it. Look, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, guys. That is one of the largest challenges, that the first time you start experiencing really high levels of success, you are going to experience that, and you will be stunned when all of a sudden the people closest to you aren't supporting you. The people you thought were friends, you could see were actually kind of, oh, Julie, you're working too hard. Oh, mm-hmm. Lord, you need to slow down, smell the roses. What do you need all that money for? You know, all this stuff. Those are the types of things that people say to you guys that you then start to allow that shit to enter in your head. Why would someone I love say something like that to me unless it was true? So maybe I need to think about it. And next thing you know, you're basically sliding back to where you were, and you never ascend. You never actually clear the runway with the plane taking off analogy. It is very normal experience. Julie, can you share with the listeners a coaching client that you helped through that?
Mm-hmm. Well, one comes to mind, and basically she was at a big RE/MAX awards ceremony, and another agent said to her something about how she must not be, that's great, you know, congratulations, but I bet you're not spending much time with your family, something to that degree. And, you know, how are those boys of yours growing up? And much to our coaching client's credit, she responded with, as a matter of fact, our family is doing great. My boys know that the reason that I work so hard is so their college has been paid for. We go on regular family vacations. This weekend we'll be at the beach, but thanks for asking. And turned around and walked out of the room. So, you know, another agent trying to stir it up with her, trying to disparage her success, trying to blame, you know, some made-up issue on the fact that she was successful in making a lot of money. So it happens, and sometimes it's with family, sometimes it's with other agents, sometimes clients will be weird with you. You know, that's why you've got to stick to your guns and decide to be a happy person. It's a choice, just as she did in that very moment by responding, saying, actually, we're doing great, you know, and defended her position. So expect it. It's normal amongst successful people. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing weird about you. It's the person who's trying to be disparaging that you need to walk away from.
Well, and what you'll discover is on your ascension, as you guys can use whatever analogy you kind of want to think through, right? But as you climb your ladder, go to the, you know, you start experiencing more, you start, everything in your life starts to improve. When you accept the fact that there's going to be more people, when you actually, you know, it's one thing to say, you know what, let's just say you are, you know, around a bunch of people that earn the same amount of money or equally 20 pounds overweight, live in the same predicaments, have the same quality of lives, you know, vacation at the same, you know, everything's basically the same. And all of a sudden you declare, you know, I'm going this weekend, you say, I'm going to lose 25 pounds. I'm going to increase my income by this, whatever, and the other thing. I'm going to move to this other neighborhood. I'm going to da-da-da-da-da. Can't you guys just feel the mass of rejection around you? Now, here's what they'll say. Oh, good job. Yeah, love the goal. Go for it. Yep. Okay, they won't take you seriously. Then as you start improving, as you start getting skinnier, as you start getting richer, you're going to start seeing at the same party 6 months from now, they're going to start saying, you know what, you look too skinny. Oh, my God, you have tapeworms? You know, they're going to start saying.
People do that.
They do. They're going to start saying
Are
things
you okay?
like that to you. Yeah, right? Yeah. They'll literally start saying shit like that to you because they are trying to ruin your success. You know, the little thing that Julie and I, when we're presenting this content in front of a big group of people, because everyone can see it, you know, everyone has probably seen it, is you throw a bunch of crabs in the bucket, and, you know, one guy tries to escape, the other crabs will pull him back in. People are just like that, exactly like that. So don't be surprised when you experience that. Now, here's what happens. As you start to ascend, two things happen. You're climbing the ladder. You will meet more people that are like you that are trying to improve their lot in life. Then over time, and I'm not going to tell you it happens fast because it doesn't, the people that you sort of left behind or the people that you are just chose to stay at that level, some of them, not all of them, some of them will see that you made it so they can make it too, and they start changing their lot in life. You see how that actually works? And usually it starts with your immediate family members. But what you've done is you've set the bar for yourself, for your immediate family, and for the people that choose to then follow you down the road. That's how it actually works. You just have to accept the fact that when you get to that breakthrough point, you can't just back down. You got to push on up, keep going, and understand that life, honestly, guys, you're holding yourselves back. And as soon as you stop doing that, as soon as you start essentially living to the fullest version of you in all categories, family, spiritual, you know, all those types of things, you will all of a sudden, you'll become the beacon of that other people will follow, and then they'll thank you, and that'll happen years from now. Julie, I remember when you and Tim broke through at this point, and you sold 100 houses your first year in the business, and you know we are, you know, you gave me permission, and now you know I'm deciding to do this with my career or whatever, whatever. That's how it works. You just have to be patient with it and have confidence. Folks will join our coaching program for the sole reason that in their immediate world, in their immediate environment, they cannot find a group of people that will support their essentially improvement of themselves. And it is normal. When Julie and I sold real estate in Columbus, Ohio, when we were in our early 20s and we sold over 100 houses our first year in business, I promise you, to a person, not a single person, our family, friends, or otherwise, understood what we had done. Hell, we didn't even really know what we'd done until it was done. What we'd done. Sure. But also, essentially, the effort that it took and what that actually meant financially into our future. Over time, they started to notice, and then they started to reject us. And then our world got very small, and then we had to reach outside for friends. We then started connecting with top-producing people around the country and other business owners. And that kind of started that's what helped us to continually increase the number of homes we sold because we connected with like-minded people. That's what our coaching program is all about, connecting with like-minded people, feeling like you're part of something that is bigger than what you are now, and then eventually you can become a leader inside that group. That is really what's the secret sauce that holds any kind of really successful group of people together. It's because they're all trying to strive for something better. So, Julie, what is the next point? I really like this one.
That's right. Okay, next one is number four. Happy people rarely complain and are actually repulsed by chronic whiners. Complaining is like a magnifying glass over negative emotions. It only serves to make them worse. So here's an action, and this is a challenge. I try to practice this as much as possible, and it is a conscious choice. Make a commitment to never complain again. As soon as you hear
about
yourself,
anything.
Whether it's in your own head or it actually came out of your mouth, as soon as you hear yourself, ask yourself, if you have the power to change what you're complaining about, if you do, make the change. If you don't, stop your whining, okay? I remember, Tim, my grandma who made it to almost 100 years old, and she did have some health problems, okay? I cannot remember a single time actually hearing about them. You'd hear about them from her doctors, you know, you'd hear about them when something would happen and she'd have to go to the hospital, But she never would lay that complaint out there, not a single time. I remember when we were in high school and early college when I was working at an all-year-round Christmas store. Yes, full-time elf, a retail job. And I remember this great lady named Judy Bergen. I remember even then thinking, what made Judy so nice? It's because she never complained. She never had a bad word to say about anybody or anything ever. She was just literally complaint-free, and it was noticeable. It was awesome. So what a great couple of examples. Hopefully our listeners have a few examples that they can say, you know what, I never thought about it, but yeah, that person never complains. That's why I love them so much. But if you don't, either way, you be the change that you want to see. You embrace this idea of never complaining again. Again, if you can change it, fix it. If you don't, if you can't change it, why would you spend time complaining about it?
Well, and what do people complain about? What do people complain about? They complain about their weight. They complain about their financial situation. They complain about their relationships. They complain. And when they complain, what happens is, how do you feel when you complain? You know, you guys will start manifesting more of what you're complaining about. If you're complaining about anything, it's you are tearing yourself down. I'm not saying you don't necessarily have things in your life that are worthy of complaining about, but stop complaining about them. Whatever it is, keep your yap shut. And then here's what will happen, is you're going to be around people that probably you're around every day, and the basis of your relationship is bitching to each other and complaining. That's like one of the keystones of your relationship for a lot of these people that are around you. You know, oh, this, that, the other, this isn't working, that isn't working, you know, after you talked about the weather and your dog or whatever. Now, if you stop being a complainer, watch how quickly those people drop you. Watch how quickly they stop wanting to talk to you because you're not reinforcing their complaining. See, what complainers are really trying to do is they're just trying to figure out a way to procrastinate doing what they don't want to do when they don't want to do it at the highest level. So if they can complain, the leads suck, the market sucks, interest rates suck, that's basically their excuse not to actually have to do the real work that's required to be successful in life, not just this business. So the step number one is stop complaining. Just completely and totally stop complaining. All right, next point, and here it is. I just wrote down two simple words. Well, three. Go media free. Happy people do not watch the news. I want you guys to – I was channel surfing last night. I was going to HBO. Julie and I are going to watch something on Queen Elizabeth or something. We don't watch CNN. We don't watch Fox. We don't watch all these other absolute piece of crap things that are on TV. But I happened to, when I turned the TV on, it was on CNN. And while I was searching the channel guide for the show on HBO, I was repulsed by the crap I was hearing. Set aside the political leanings, but the fact that they're not even trying to basically hide the fact that they're partisan is insanity. It is nothing but vitriol that's going to poison your brain. It's going to make you mad. It's going to make you repulsed. That's how it's designed. You guys have to simply say no to it, all of it, completely reject it. Do not watch any media. I want you, if you do this, if you take on this one thing as your homework for the weekend, go completely media free. No newspaper, no radio. You can listen to podcasts, actually. Just be selective. But don't listen to any of this brainwashing horseshit, guys. It really is ruining your potentiality because it's taking away from your opportunity to have the mindset of someone who's going to attract to them success. And look, I'm by saying attract, I'm not using hippie words. I mean attract as in you're going to start doing the things necessary and you're going to stop relying on the excuses. Oh, you know what? Trump's president. Forget it, man. I just don't have any hopes and aspirations anymore. Or, you know, the whole thing with mortgages or the whole thing with inventory or the whole thing with all that. Forget about it. It's not serving your purpose. Your purpose on this planet is to be of service to others and take care of, obviously, you and your family. That is it. Remember, guys, we talked about making a profit. So do yourself a favor. Your homework from today's radio show, take this into this weekend, is absolutely positively no media. Do it. Don't be afraid to take that challenge, and don't be surprised when you shut yourself off from it if you start getting, like, a little bit of, what would it be called, Julie, when you like go off caffeine and you start getting the shakes, you start getting jitters, right? That's what's going to happen when you guys go off media. You're going to actually start feeling the effects of, you know, oh my gosh, am I missing something? Is there something happening in the world that I need to be aware of? That's psychologically, you're going to go through that withdrawal, but go through it. And then on Monday, notice how much better you feel. Really, it won't even take that long. Sunday, notice how much better you feel. So your homework from today's radio show, number one, as always, if you've not requested your free coaching call yet, let our new member coaches help you get started. And when you do it, you get those 6 free books. So number one, if you've not had your free coaching call, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Number two, if you're on iTunes or hop over to iTunes, please give us a great review. And number three, go media free. Oh, number four, and this is, I should put this one first. I know what you guys are thinking. How could I forget the most important thing? Call expireds. Premier coaching members, call expireds. Use our script. Call expireds. Do not use any more excuses. If you're listening to me, tens of thousands of you are, please share with us on Monday. All of you will make at least 3 expired contacts. A contact is a conversation with a decision-making adult. I do not care if you've never done it before. I do not care if you're the most introverted, analytical, C-type. It doesn't matter. Make 3 expired contacts. When you do, you are going to be so proud of yourself. And do not be shocked. Do not be surprised. Do not be amazed if you actually take a listing as a result of it. That's what happens. One tiny little step, guys, could change the trajectory of the rest of your life. If there's ever anything we can do for you, please email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com, or, of course, julie@timandjulieharris.com. Thank you for helping to make this the number one listen-to podcast. It's specifically about tactical, practical advice to help you guys make money, be of service to others. It's about supercharging your trajectory in your life and your business, but mostly it's about helping you guys, giving you guys permission, occasional kick in the ass, but really it's all about getting you guys into action. If there's ever anything we can do for you, you know how to reach us. Have a fantastic weekend. Remember, today and tomorrow, Expired Palooza.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.